Welcome to Just Stop It. This is Ashley Torian, and in this very first episode, I will share with you my reason behind starting this podcast. Just Stop It represents the power we have to mold and shape our mind, heart, and emotions so we are equipped to create a vibrantly healthy, joy-filled life. Welcome, welcome, everybody. I am so happy to be with y'all. So happy to finally be here. The launching of this podcast is so timely. It has been set to launch in March of 2020, and wouldn't you know, the timing of it is a beautiful unfolding of what is needed right now. We need to hear more positivity and more life-giving information, and the more we can get that out there, the better, don't you think? Each week, I'm going to be sharing with you pieces of my journey and the lessons and tools I discovered all along the way. These same tools will benefit you today as you walk your way through this COVID-19 pandemic. So here we go. I originally had created this podcast because I feel there's this big missing link in the health industry. Whether it is wellness, weight loss, fitness, or health, it didn't matter. Mindset, even. There was this major disconnect, and I noticed it in all of my clients' experiences. And people couldn't maintain results because of things like ingrained habits, behavior patterns, whether they were restrictive or just in denial mindset, a negative thinking or toxic thinking, limited mindset, oblivious mindset, stressed living and fast living. It was all of these that encompassed my clients not getting those lasting results. And it was one of those problems that was very troubling for me. I didn't quite get it, why they could receive these great results, but they didn't last. They didn't last. Something would happen. Life would happen. And all of a sudden, all of those things that I listed about habits and behaviors and the way people think and the stress living, all of that would happen in life and they would get right back where they started. Well, that seemed like a very unfair scenario to me, and I wanted people to have a lasting benefit in effect if they wanted that, if that's what they chose. And so I began to look at what pieces were missing and what was really happening in life. And I even went through my own struggle, big struggle, with anxiety and food behaviors. I was in my mid-20s, went through major anxiety, feared everything, could barely walk out of my house to get the mail. I had two young children at the time, and I pretended to be okay. But I was a wreck on the inside. People who knew me during that time say, gosh, I never knew anything was wrong with you. I was a really good faker. I was really good at it. I inspired confidence. But that is not what I felt on the inside. The inside of me was completely lost. And that's when my journey began. I began looking at what was really happening within me. And I noticed that, I was a train wreck on the inside. My head was going 90 to nothing. Fear-based emotion after fear-based emotion. And fear thoughts came through 24/7. I was worried about everything. And the biggest thing was I was afraid I was going to die. And when I began looking at that piece, the fear of death, and what that meant for me with my two young children, that was a deep-rooted fear. And so I began this journey of trying to find peace within me. I just needed to find an element of groundedness, an element of calm, and that at ease within myself. And so I began this walk through yoga and meditation and prayer and devotion and Bible studies, and I just filled myself up with whatever I could. I was in the middle of a desert, thirsting for sure. And I was just soaking it all in. And through that journey, I discovered so much about myself and my abilities within me, the power that was given within me. In college, one of our life skills classes, a book we were to read was My Greatest Power. And that greatest power is our power to choose. And I began to realize in that moment that I had the power to choose. I had the power to choose whether this fear swallowed me up whole. I had the power to choose if I was going to walk with peace and be that peace. And as I'm walking through this journey of learning all of this, another life happening experience comes at me. And before this new behavior pattern of peace could set in, I began to have anxiety around food. And through this walk with food, I was so afraid of eating anything that would what? Bring death to me. Here it is again. Death. I was afraid of dying. And as I am going through this troubling time and I am eliminating all of these foods from my eating protocol, so I am down to about 10 foods that I felt safe eating. Now, please keep in mind that during all of this time, through both of these happenings in my life, I was a personal fitness trainer. I trained clients one-on-one, talked about food, talked about health, talked about mindset, spoke about exercise, and I lived it other than this deep fear that was in me that kept me from eating. And also kept me in this merry-go-round of toxic thinking, the merry-go-round of fear-based thinking. And it was a whirlwind, a whirlwind. So I continued my journey of learning. I am one of those, there is a character trait within me that is perseverance. And I do not give up. I just keep going. Thank the Lord, that is one of my gifts, is perseverance. I don't know what I would have done if it had not been. And so I continued walking through this and learning all I could about the psychology of eating. I wanted to fix myself, right? And mind-body nutrition and body talk and emotional resolution. I just went through all of these protocols and programs. And this was like a 15-year journey. And the emotional resolution is the most recent one that just like put this beautiful layer of over everything that I've learned, right? And I had pulled myself, walked myself, drugged myself through all of this, but I came out on the other side of it with peace within. I realized through my entire journey what I was looking for, what I was looking to stand firm in for me was peace within. Because it is only when we, as a people, as humans, find what we stand firm in for ourselves, that we can go out and be servants for others. If there is not that element of what you stand firm in within you, then you will be rocked off your feet over and over and over again. What we stand firm in takes place inside of us. It has nothing to do with what's outside of us. It is strictly what is inside of us. So I found that. I found that element. What I stand firm in is peace within. And that is why I'm here today, is because through this story, I discovered, wow, that we as humans can go through a heavy, traumatic filled life. And mine does not even touch the surface, scratch the surface of what others have experienced in their life as far as trauma goes. And through our lives, there are many, many lessons that we can learn, that we can choose to learn along the way when we utilize our greatest power, that power to choose. So what is it for you today? For today, in this moment, do you find that you are living in stress with the fear all around you? fear being all around you, do you sense the fear residing in you? Do you feel that roar of anxiety, worry, flat out fear? Or do you feel a peace and a calm within? One thing that we can do for the next 24 hours is become the observers of our thoughts. And so I want to invite you today to be an observer of your thoughts and find out what is going through your mind right now during this time. What kind of thoughts are coming through your head? And when the moment they enter, ask yourself, is this life-giving or life-stealing? And if it's life-giving, allow that thought to take root and nurture it. But if it is a thought that is life-stealing, then that thought, you have 7 seconds to rebuke it and turn it away and not come back to it. Because the moment it takes root in your mind, after that 7 seconds, and it creates roots and it's grounded, it's firmly in there, then it will begin playing in your head. To avoid that, you rebuke it in that 7 second time frame. So we have a choice today. Are we going to stand in fear? Are we going to stand in peace, calm, joy? You know, through all of the experiences that I've had and the studies that I did and the insight, once I put all the pieces together, I realized that the formula for what I coach is the three brains, the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain. To help people find that balance in their life, we've got to master the mind. We have got to become more centered in our heart and listen to our gut brain. Open up the communication line from the head to the gut, gut to the head. Actually, it goes gut to the head, head back to the gut. More neural traffic flows from the gut brain to the head than there is from the head to the gut. So the gut's in charge. But it's this formulation of the three brains that I decided to put my focus in. And the three brains are the framework for the soul. We are three-part beings. We are the body, the physical body, the soul, which makes up the mind, the heart, and the emotions. And that is the area in which I coach, the mind, the heart, and the emotions. And then we have our spiritual part of us that is here to do great things, spiritual gift involved, living our life through purpose and inspiration. We have a job to do. And we are in partnership. The three, body, soul, and spirit, are in partnership to make that happen. It is a beautiful framework, beautiful framework. And so when we dive into the mind, the heart, and the emotions, we have the mind that we want to master. We want to become the one that is in charge of the mind and not let it run amok. And then our heart is our connector. It's the connector to our Creator, to our Father. And in that place, it's in our heart brain that we are led by intuitive wisdom, inspiration. And it is in this place that we can bring in the sacred metabolizers. And if you're curious about the sacred metabolizers, then you will feel free to go to my website, because right now I am giving this program at no charge during this COVID-19 pandemic. I'm giving the sacred metabolizer journey no charge at all, so that you can begin tapping into your greatest power source, which is your heart, greatest power source ever. And so take advantage of that. You can go to the podcast page of my website and be able to download the Sacred Metabolizer Journey, which will be listed underneath this episode. All right. So please take advantage of that. So how I'd like to start this podcast, to us moving forward, is to begin talking about our mode of operation. And I think right now that is of paramount importance for us to begin looking at our mode of operation. And as you walk through the next 24 hours observing your thoughts and seeing what the root of your thoughts are, you will begin seeing your mode of operation. And once you begin to be able to see that with some clarity, then we can begin working on bringing in slow and just slowing us down. And right now our life is slow because we're homebound, right? We are all stuck here at home. However, the head brain, is it running amok still? That's what we need to look at. It's not the pace of our life right now we've got to be sensitive to. It is our head brain. What is that thing doing? How much chit-chatting is it getting away with that's running amok and going to get you stuck? So this is the place where we're going to start. We are going to start right there with looking at our thoughts for the next 24 hours. And then next week, I'm going to introduce to you this mode of operation that we can tap into that will help you be able to dive into some peace, right? And to stop that merry-go-round of toxic thinking. At any given moment and in any given circumstance, I have learned one thing for sure. I have the power to choose fear or unrest. And I have the power to choose peace. So do I choose right now in this moment? Do you choose in this moment fear and unrest? Or do you choose peace within you, joy, love? I can give power to the fear and be ill at ease, or I can give power to myself and be filled with peace. It's my choice. So the big question to ask yourself right now is, do you want to be a victim of this circumstance? Or do you want to rise up and stand firm for peace and be peace? Capital B, capital E, be peace. Be the resonance of peace. So today, I would love to leave you with a quote. My father shared this with me the other day, and it was a quote that he had heard from his father, and it states, "It's an ill wind that doesn't bring good with it. It's an ill wind that doesn't bring good with it. No matter what, good is found in every ill situation or experience. It creates personal growth and a deep understanding of our time here on planet Earth. A deep understanding of yourself is taking place right now in this moment, in this day." All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Just Stop It. For more information, be sure and to subscribe by going to ashleytorian.com. Or you can also join up for our next Armor Up Mindset Bootcamp, where I teach you how to armor up for your day, each and every day, so that you live with peace and calm and joy in your heart and live that vibrantly healthy life. All right, I will see y'all next time.